Talking about places that have got a problem at the moment, North Queensland, the rain they've had there is astonishing. One of the worst hit areas has been the Shire of Hinchinbrook, around 100 k's north of Townsville. Ramon Jao is the mayor of Hinchinbrook. He's on the line. Mayor, good morning.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
You still got your head above the water, mate, or are you still underwater?
No. A lot of water around, but no, we're all good.
How much have you actually had?
Oh, look, I haven't even added up, but I think there's something like about 35 inches in the thing there. But a lot of water. See, we've got it's a very big catchment area that covers up the Atherton Tablelands and all the way to the Western Country. So a lot of water came down. But we're good now. Our flood peaked on Sunday afternoon, late Sunday afternoon at 14.75 metres. And yesterday was a day of just nothing was happening. The water wasn't rising, it wasn't going down. So we're starting to see some movement downwards now. We have water, you know, getting away from houses and our roads are starting to re-emerge. So, yeah, it's a bit happening now, Steve. But we're all good. Pretty tough up here, you know.
Yeah, I know you are. 14.7 metre flood peak. That's a hell of a lot of water.
Oh, yeah. You got to see it. You got to see it to believe it.
Where was the most affected area, Ramon?
Well, it continues to be most affected is our Lower Herbert area. That's our main town of Halifax down in the Lower Herbert Reaches. Just for your listeners, reference to Lower Herbert, that's where all our beach areas are, our Lucinda Beach, our Tarlis Beach, our Dungeness, our Hinchinbrook Channel, our fishing ground. So that's the bottom of the Lower Herbert. So the water down there is still, it peaked at 5.57 and as of this morning was still only at 5.5. So it's not getting away that fast down there.
You're getting help from the government? The Premier was there yesterday. Oh, she's doing the right thing by you?
Oh, definitely. Look, you know, I can't say enough about the state emergency people that we had here, with the Queensland Fireys, our SES, our volunteers, the Queensland Police, the Queensland Ambulance, all of the emergency services, mate, they were just brilliant. There was nothing that was, you know, too hard for them. They just hooked in, they just became part of the community and just got the job done, helping out all the people. And, you know, those Swift Water Rescue guys, mate, they went into some hairy situations to help people out, and I just take my hat off to them, you know. But with the Premier yesterday, she declared that, she confirmed that, Hinchinbrook has been declared a natural disaster area. So that means that the state government and federal government will kick in to help us re-establish. We have made the arrangements in regard to the financial and hardship. For anyone who's suffering from financial hardship, the portals are now open to apply for assistance. She will be setting up a hub here in Ingham for those people who have difficulty with, digital technology like myself. So, all that's starting to happen. Our recovery's starting to happen. You know, our priority right now is to get this place cleaned up as quick as possible and get our people back to normal as quick as possible. So that's all kicked in now and going forward.
Sounds like you're on top of it. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, thanks, Steve.
Good on you, mate. Raymond Jao is the mayor of Hinchinbrook there. A massive amount of water that has fallen, but it seems like the Queensland government and the Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk are doing the right thing.